Our first reading this week is from the Book of Wisdom. The main character of the book, Wisdom, is a woman. Wisdom is perhaps the most important woman in the Old Testament. Solomon says of wisdom, "All good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands." And it is written of wisdom, "In her is a spirit intelligent, holy, unique, and unstained. Not that its sullied enters into her." We know wisdom by another name, that is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Most Holy Trinity. Although considered a woman, wisdom has no body, for wisdom is a kindly spirit. Again, Solomon says of wisdom, "All good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands." These words should sound familiar to you if you have consecrated yourself to Mary. For through the consecration to Mary, we came together in her company and received countless riches at her hands. Indeed, at her conception, the Holy Spirit entered Mary, and filled with the grace of God, she was formed in the mold of wisdom. Mary was made pure and holy and worthy of the divine motherhood. In her is a spirit intelligent, holy, unique, and unstained. Not that is sullied enters into her. As it is written of wisdom, so it is true of Mary. Through the intercession of our Holy Mother Mary, the mediatrix of all graces, we receive wisdom. In the gospel, Jesus tells us to do two things. We are to know God's will for us, and we are to do God's will for us. To be ignorant of God's will, yet act, will result in light punishment. To be ignorant of God's will and not act will result in a harsher punishment. To know God's will and not act will result in a severe punishment. We are required to know God's will and act on it. One or the other will not do. On the other hand, for those who know God's will and act on it as they are required, we are told, much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. Where is the reward? You think there would be a cookie. The reward is eternal life, the beatific vision, but that requires our death. So while we remain on earth, we must remain at work. We must persevere in right judgment. We must constantly strive to know and do God's will for us. So how do we know God's will? How are we to know how to act? God's will for us is as unique as each of us gathered here today. Although we are gathered here together and share this moment, we each arrive by a different path. When we depart from here, it will be by different paths. So I cannot say, God's will for you is this, or God's will for you is this. It just doesn't work that way. We must each seek the will of God on our own. And that is not to say we cannot ask for help. Of course we can. We can rely on the Holy Mother Mary, who intercedes on our behalf to assist us. Mary, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who bestows wisdom. We have allies in all the saints. We have the gift of the sacraments. And of course we have each other. But the effort and the desire must ultimately come from within ourselves. St. Paul reveals what we need to accomplish the task, and that is faith. In the second reading, he describes the power of faith, yet he barely scratches the surface. To learn God's will, we must pray. And to be clear, this type of prayer is not walking in the woods, planting flowers, or feeding the sick, or other physical labor. Physical labor is a distraction. The prayer of labor we call liturgy. In liturgy, the body and soul work together to glorify God. Liturgy has its own prescriptions. To discern God's will, this prayer requires conversation, paying attention, and listening. Here we are nurturing a relationship with the Lord our God. This prayer requires an active soul and a body at rest. I encourage you to make this prayer your morning and evening meal. Consume God's grace and allow it to nourish your soul. Blessed are you if you hunger for such nourishment. With perseverance and faith, wisdom grows within us, and God's will for us is revealed. Whatever God's will may be for you, accept it, and above all, act on it. Persevere in knowing God's will and in acting on it. Remember the words of the psalmist, "Blessed are the people the Lord has chosen to be his own." Remember as well, the reward is eternal life.